Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Letter of late Uruguayan poet Eduardo Galeano to participants of People's Climate Summit. The World People's Conference on Climate Change and the Rights of Mother Earth that took place in April 18th to the 22nd, 2010 in Cochabamba, Bolivia, became a historical moment for social movements and organizations that struggle for first solutions to face the climate crisis. Uruguayan writer Eduardo Galeano, who passed away on April 13, 2015 in Montevideo, Uruguay, was present at the conference through a letter, always being there for the dispossessed. Hundreds of social movements and organizations from different parts of the world participated in the World People's Conference on Climate Change and the Rights of Mother Earth, which resulted in the renowned People's Agreement, which continues to guide the road in the struggle for climate justice. Around 25,000 people participated in the 4 days of activities. Back then, the social groups aimed to clearly express their demands after the failed negotiations of the UN COP15 on climate change that took place in Copenhagen, Denmark in December 2009. The official opening ceremony of the conference was held on April the 20th. Several thousand people from all continents gathered in Tiquipacha Stadium near Cochabamba City to be present at the opening. Five activists, representatives of social movements of each continent, spoke at the ceremony, among others. Bolivian President Evo Morales was in charge of the closing lines. In this framework, then Uruguayan ambassador to Bolivia, Diego Zorrilla, read the letter sent by Galeano to the conference. "Sadly, I won't be able to be there with you. A spoke in the wheels is not letting me travel, but I would like to join anyway this meeting of yours, this meeting of mine, since I have to do the least I can and not as much as I want," stated the letter. "I would like to also tell you that I wish everything possible is done, and also everything impossible, for the Mother Earth Summit to be the first stage towards the collective expression of peoples that do not run world policies, but who suffer from it, as if foreseeing the importance of this people's space for the years to come." By the end of the letter, Galeano advocated for human rights and nature rights to be two names of the same dignity.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words. Building popular communications by Fowai.